For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a payday Friday. Yeah, baby. Payday Friday for the boys, and that always starts our day upbeat.
Enjoy, Stoddy, because Monday I'll be down in the dumps, but my pocket's got the mumps right now. Yeah.
You make that up?
Of course. Off the top. Freestyle. But yeah, baby, and we're going to the Giant game, you and me. You tried to weasel out.
No, I didn't.
I caught the weasel.
Well, I'm out. Well,
yeah, Evan.
I'm 90% sure, but I got
90.
Well, because my daughter's in town from LA, surprisingly, because she's getting her wedding dress altered tomorrow.
Josie.
Yeah, so I may have dinner with her.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. NFL draft yesterday. We can talk NFL draft.
Little victory lap for your boy.
Let me tell you who they picked. And then ask you what the hell you're talking about. Mikal Williams, defensive tackle, Georgia, with a number 11 pick. What a reach.
Sonny, stop. Had 8.5 tackles for losses last year.
How many sacks?
8.5.
How many sacks did he have?
5.5.
Five.
I got 5.5.
He had five. He didn't even get credited for that half, last game.
Oh, boy.
What are you getting a victory lap for?
I said the Niners need an edge rusher. If it were up to me, and you
said
they
do. That's the,
and mean, they got him.
Well, I like 10 them. Defensive linemen taken in the first round.
I understand, Evan. But.
So all you had to do to take a victory lap was some point in the last 2 months
get the position.
I'd like to see the Niners take an edge rusher.
Yeah, and that was a verbiage.
I said that, too, once. So.
You always try to outdo me, huh? But anyway, I like to pick Stoddy. He's played big-time football. We'll see. Had a great SEC championship game against Texas. So we'll see what it is. But the bottom line is...
What's the bottom line?
I believe the window has shut for this Niner team in regard to a Super Bowl.
What?
Vision.
Oh, boy.
And they can prove me wrong. But last year, 6-11, looks like I might be on the right track. But how you bounce back, and it's kind of weird... When you talk about no Greenlaw and all the great Niners on the defensive side of the ball that have come and gone, you got to basically redo it. You got to rebuild it. And I think Bosa needs help. We all do. And I think this guy is a great candidate. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, he was in the mocks. He was not projected to go this high. But what's interesting is... Apparently, he was definitely the 49ers guy. They seemed to be unanimous. Lynch said they actually tried to move up to get him, and he ended up falling to them. And if you watched the draft last night, you saw that the 49ers were not on the clock for more than 8 seconds before they made the pick. So what does that tell me? That tells me that they were unified with the pick. If they knew that quickly. So I think they all like this guy, and I think they all understand that he might have been a little bit of an unconventional pick in terms of maybe taking him earlier than he'd been projected. But it's that old thing, man. If you like a guy, you really like him. You really, really like
him. Put a ring on it.
Take him.
Yeah, and they did.
Take him.
They did. Now, you had a funny story, or did you make that up about Kyle's wife, about the pick?
Well, that wasn't me. That was our great salesperson, Kenny Wardell.
Oh, okay. I thought that was, yeah. A lot of talking going on in the
room. So I don't have...
I got you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He basically...
was projected to go 28th, and the wife texts like, 28th, are you guys, are you okay? Did you do it right? But I think they got it right. We'll see. And you got picks tonight, too.
Yeah, and so the other... Obviously, the 49ers got their mini camp going on, and I think... Let me ask you this. How do you feel about... Okay, so Purdy's there, but he's still unsigned. Warner's there. Trent Williams is there.
Okay.
McCaffrey's there.
Feeling healthy.
The only guy who isn't is George Kittle.
And I remember he responded. We talked about it to Diana Russini's tweet from ESPN that she didn't have the facts, basically saying he was holding out. But, Steiny, I'm giving him whatever he covets. He's earned it. He deserves it. And I think he's coming off one of his greatest seasons as a Niner. And I don't know what they're doing, but the bottom line is, and I throw Purdy's contract into that because they got time, right? And he showed up. But the bottom line is they don't want to play the paper game or the drama that ensued last year that some perceive in regard to waiting too long or whatnot. I can't wait to see what the Niners are going to be after last season. Like, was that real? You had eight or nine starters dip. You know, they're no longer here. What are they going to look like? Because, Steiny, they're as good as they've been offensively with Jimmy, with Brock Purdy. Their staple in Saleh's back was their defense. And last year was just weird, you know, not having a full year of Greenlaw. I'm over that, Steiny. He's gone. But there's a lot of other guys. Hufanga, he was your young stud. He's gone. Just a lot of guys. Armstead, you know, he's been gone. But how are they going to rebuild this defense?
I think the bigger picture here, at least for me, is after last year's debacle of an offseason.
Debacle.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Count the bucket.
I'll walk. After last year's joke of an off season, with people holding out, the clearly either the players took it upon themselves or they got the message from the organization that probably last off season played a major part in their 6-11 year, and for whatever reason, I think everybody knew it, and that's a big, like, I'll say this. Like, Trent Williams being there, to me, that's just a sign of good faith. Like, that's Trent Williams saying, you know what?
I didn't have a good one last year. I owe you almost.
Or just, you know, just it's a good sign, I think, for sure. And I think what people are taking out of Purdy being there is that,
yeah,
it should tell you that he's not, that they're pretty close. Maybe that's why he's there, but they can't go through the same kind of offseason this year that they did last year, and I feel like they're already in a better spot than they were last year.
Yeah, no doubt. But can you agree with me on this front? Again, Stoney, we always talk about it, or at least I do, tomorrow's not promised. But when that season ended yesterday and it culminated in a 6-11 record and, you know, they got the big game Sunday night against Buffalo where they got kind of, you know, ran out the stadium or whatnot. But the bottom line is, can you understand where or how I feel not seeing a dominant Niner defense? And there were injuries and all kind of things going on. And now you got to find a replacement, maybe today, tomorrow, this whole weekend, you know, at linebacker, some secondary depth, you know, oh, like everywhere, a little bit everywhere, you know. But it's just weird when I can sit here and tell you, I don't know how good the Niner D is. When that, for the last five, it was.
I don't know how good the Niners are.
Well, I guess that's what I'm trying to. Well, you got a healthy McCaffrey.
That's great.
You got Purdy.
That's great.
You got Kittle.
How's their offensive line?
I'll ask you this. How was it last year?
Not very good.
But it was the anchor was not available a lot of the season. I'm talking about Trent Williams.
He played a lot of the year, didn't he? But missed the lane, what, last five or six?
Yeah.
But I don't know how good this team is.
Mm.
Now, I can tell you what I think they're doing, which is I think they're trying to reset and at the same time still be a playoff contender in the NFC West.
Right.
And I think to their way of thinking, they can get that accomplished in part because of their schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to tell you, if I'm looking at the 49ers and I'm Lynch and Shanahan and I'm leaning toward, you know, we got to start this process of moving forward in a different direction. You get that schedule, and you're like, this is the year to do it.
All right.
Because you might be able to do it.
That is the one thing in their favor.
And still, you know, be a team that makes the postseason. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers take an edge rusher. Do you like the position that they addressed very first in the draft yesterday? Was that number one priority? Was it a defensive edge rusher? Or would you like to have seen him go somewhere else? What are the other weaknesses for this team? How good is this team? Guru asked the question. And I don't know how good they are. They still have a lot of work to do with the rest of the draft. And we'll see how it plays out. But 888-957-9570 is the number. So here's how it's going to go. We'll talk some Niners to start the show today. We'll get into the Warriors and Jimmy Butler. Sham Sharani reporting Butler, serious jeopardy. He misses game 3, which is tomorrow night.
Man.
We'll see about that.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.